The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are ready to rock and roll. Okay, so we got a lot to talk about. You know, this is interesting. They're saying, we brought this up in the last hour, that we're going to talk about how colon cancer cases are on the rise with, especially young men. We're also seeing some alarming cervical cancer statistics. They're saying that about 8 million women, about 11% of women in the United States between 21 and 65 have not received a cervical cancer screening in the last 5 years. Now, I'm a little confused by that five-year number, because didn't the new guidelines for pap smears say if you're over 30, you know, you're getting the HPV test, you don't have to go, you know, sooner than every 5 years? So now they're concerned that there's a lack of screening among a lot of women for pap smears. Yet the task force is telling us, nah, we could hold off, we could put it off. Even if they're 21 and they haven't had sex, put it off. Or if they've had sex at age 14, they could put it off. I don't understand that. I mean, are we worried about cervical cancer or not? And when you tell a married woman who thinks her married spouse is monogamous that she only has to show up every 5 years for the pap smear to get that checked, are we doing a disservice? So we're going to talk about that. There's a lot of stories that we started to talk about in the last hour that I didn't get to because I was like so big on that whole nasal story on women smelling more than men. So I promise we'll get to talking about the whole polar vortex, etc. Alcohol, calories, and what we're consuming. But I know one of the biggest headlines that is concerning a lot of people is this headline coming out of Harvard University, where there is a class on anal sex. There's a workshop. And the workshop that Harvard students can roll up their sleeves and get all, just dig into, is a workshop on anal sex. And the workshop is called What in the Butt? Anal Sex 101. So for those of you that thought that Harvard was all about history of Shakespearean philosophy and repudiation of the Renaissance movement or whatever the hell. No. Okay. A class offered in Harvard University is called What in the Butt? What in the Butt? Maybe that's the way it's supposed to say it. Anal Sex 101. Apparently a student at Harvard named Molly Wharton told the College Fix that she feels as though the classes during quote unquote sex week are downright vulgar. I guess there's a sex week that is offered, and there are seminars that are supposed to help students understand issues of current day sex. Now, according to this particular class, it's a student-run workshop. It's a part of a Harvard's annual sex week. The programming is supposed to help students better understand a lot of topics that don't usually get discussed. Those that attend are supposed to learn anal anatomy and the potential for pleasure for all genders, how to talk about it with a partner, basic preparation and hygiene, lubes, anal toys, and safer sex, and anal penetration for beginners, as well as much, much more, according to Harvard's Sex Week site. The course description says that the class will delve into the misunderstandings of anal sex and will be an opportunity for students to ask questions in a safe, comfortable, and knowledgeable environment. So the question that has been posed to me by one of my listeners is anal sex dangerous for the average heterosexual couple, and should anal sex not be encouraged? From a medical standpoint, we never really, as doctors, discussed any studies on that. We never got any of that. We didn't, okay? We were so busy concentrating on our anatomy and our physiology and pelvic lessons and, you know, how Viagra works and all that other stuff, because Viagra actually came out after I was in medical school, but I was in residency, that we never really talked about other sorts of things. We didn't even really talk about positions, with the exception of maybe women, you know, feeling pain, certain positions, telling them to move. So doctors don't really take a stand, from what I understand. I don't think we have an actual medical group that actually takes a stand on having it, on doing it. However, did we have people with rectal abscesses come in? Did we have people with rectal trauma, rectal tears, HPV infections leading to rectal cancer? Yes, we did. Now, one could argue, well, cervical cancer is just as dangerous as rectal cancer, and cervical cancer is sex through the other orifice, and I get that. But like I said, we as doctors, we just don't take a stand. Should that type of information be taught at what's Harvard, $40,000 a year? No, I'm surprised that this is something that people pay for to take. I found that kind of odd. But, you know, college classes are not supposed to be neutral. Many college classes do have agendas, and they do input their opinions. So if there's a class in a college saying, guys, this is how you do it, this is something you should explore, etc., they have a right to do it. The college classes have a right to do that, okay? There's nothing neutral about a college. I think people should express love any way they want to. I don't think people should feel forced to try other orifices that they're not comfortable with. All right? There's been a huge movement towards over the past, you know, in our generation on, you know, oral type of things. A lot of people still uncomfortable with that. Many people, it's now mainstream. And I guess there's a sexual revolution now, including other orifices in the heterosexual population. We'll talk about that when we come back. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I know, you guys, I know one of you called and asked for more music and less Dr. Dahlia. Sorry. All right. Greta writes, I understand I may be a rarity, but I don't want my child taught sex ed in school. This year I was told they were going to discuss, quote, penetration. I opted out. Who is overseeing this type of education? Now, this email I got a while back, it wasn't in, you know, in result to this Harvard report, you know, about sex week. And I'm assuming Greta's child is a heck of a lot younger. You know, sex ed in school is supposed to be about a variety of things. I guess the first part of sex ed is about puberty. So they talk to these kids when they're younger, before puberty, and there's a lot of giggles in the classroom. So they separate the girls and they separate the boys. I think they should. I'm completely fine with that. although they should still teach the girls about boys, and the boys should be taught about girls. But they separate the girls and the boys so they don't get all embarrassed. And they talk about the body changes that girls are going to have. You know, breast development, axillary hair, changes, tenderness, things like that. Same thing with boys. Boys have to know that they're going to have testicle tenderness. Things are going to change. They're going to have erections. They're going to have nocturnal emissions. That, I was not expecting that. My kid comes home and goes, Mom, I was told I may have a nocturnal emission. Yeah. Oh, my. Okay, well, just go upstairs and stay there. See you tomorrow. Like, not my baby. It's like, what? I was a little taken back that they were already talking about that. You know? And then, of course, you know, older brother, you know, with the lower voice, ha-ha, Mom, yeah, we were talking about woodies. And, it's nothing to joke about, all right, you know, not, you know, Dad, that's what I call, you know, for my husband, Cor, talk to the kids, Dad, Daddy, go talk to them, huh, what? They're talking about, I don't know, and the little one is nocturnal emissions. Yes, emissions. Huh? What's that? Then, okay, I'm like, you know what? Guys, just eat your dinner and then leave. It was just too much for me to handle. I'm a doctor. You know, it's really hard to handle when, you know, it's your babies. I don't think they actually went as far as to talk about penetration issues. I hope not. I don't think these kids need to even, I don't think they're able to handle that. However, in college, okay, I wouldn't mind a safe sex workshop. I wouldn't mind a workshop discussing how to say no. I wouldn't mind a workshop discussing the norms to sex, okay, where reverse cowgirl is not what you have to do, all right, all the time. Okay, there are other types of things you could do and that you have choices. I think an empowerment, something that educates and empowers men and women to have a choice, whether they're in a homosexual relationship, heterosexual relationship, etc. Okay, you know, we are taught nowadays that it's weird to want to be a virgin, that something's wrong with us if we don't have this huge repertoire or a huge resume of experience, all right? We're taught that if we don't use other orifices, that we are not with it or, you know, belonging in this generation, and that is wrong. We need younger people to say, look, all right, X, Y, and Z. In fact, I was asked to speak at a church to discuss the risks of premarital sex, and not from a religious standpoint, from a medical standpoint. Are there health risks to premarital sex? Well, the health risks would be if the male and the female didn't have or had premarital sex, now they have sex with each other, they could be passing diseases. But if both people are virgins, then hopefully nobody has chlamydia or the clap or HIV or HPV, etc. We talked about the psychological trauma that you could have. You falling for somebody, giving them your body as, you know, as a gift, and then them walking away or dating your best friend or your sister or whatever. Promising you 5 more affiliates for your radio show. And then saying, sorry, I changed my mind. Go and find your own network and nice time, babe. Hypothetically, those things could happen. So, you know, I have no problem with there being some sort of, you know, sex week per se. But if there's going to be classes taking a confused group of people saying this is what you do, that could be of concern. Now, again, we're only getting one report. I haven't sat in on the class, so I have absolutely no idea, okay? But what do I think is appropriate per age group? Okay, well, let's look at little kids, okay? You as a parent, you as a grandparent, okay? Your 2-year-old keeps grabbing boobies, family members' boobies. That's actually very normal. A 2-year-old will. Either they'll remember the breastfeeding, boobies are round, they're bouncy. Most of them are at the level that the kid can reach, All right. Mine are a little easier because they sag. But anyway, so it's very common. What you do as a parent and a grandparent is if it's a girl touching the boobie or boy or whatever, say, no, don't do that. We don't do that anymore. Just nicely. You don't make them feel embarrassed. Don't be like, oh, my gosh, you pervert. It's a two-year-old. They don't know. So toddlers, three-year-olds, four-year-olds, they don't know. It's okay. You just tell them, no, we don't do that. We don't touch those. Those are grown-up parts. We don't touch grown-up parts. And now, there's a lot of parents out there that allow that to happen. Okay, there's a lot of parents that are still breastfeeding their four-year-old kid. So you want to, you know, kind of take a look at the situation and, you know, because they're like, okay, you told me not to touch him, but I'm eating from that. So I'm kind of confused. So mouth is okay, but not hands. Again, you say they're not to be played with. It's for food. So don't play. You don't hit them. Okay, do you hit the refrigerator? Do you kick the refrigerator? No. Do you headbutt the refrigerator? My kids used to always headbutt my boobs. I'm not sure why. Probably because they thought like a pillow. All right, that was really uncomfortable. I don't understand that. You know, so I know I stopped carrying my gun there. Let me tell you that. So anyway, no headbutting, please. Okay? Now they get a little bit older. Now they're, let's say, second grade, third grade. Okay? So poo-poo is funny. Farts are funny. Boobies are funny. Boys have parts that make you giggle. Girls have parts that make you giggle, okay? Some second graders and third graders may be, I'll show you yours if you show me mine. Nothing sexual, just it's different, all right? And they are educating themselves, okay? That's normal for kids to want to do that. I'll show you yours, you show me mine, okay? Not normal for them to be playing that with an adult. Can I just say that? Okay. So when kids do that, you want to guide them. All right. Because you don't know if an older kid's going to be involved and you don't want your child exposing themselves to others. So you tell your little boy, you tell your little girl, no, you don't show each other that stuff. That is private. The only people that you show stuff to if something's wrong, okay, would be your parent or your doctor, as long as parents is there with the doctor or nurse, okay? But you don't show your friends those parts. You don't do that, okay? No, don't lift up. Nobody wants to see. I know you put some tattoos there, some tattoo stickers. No, tattoo stickers don't belong there. No. No, they belong on the arm. They belong on the leg. Sometimes a simple talk will do. Now they're starting to get into middle school. Now, middle school, when I was in middle school, all right, you know, I was just, you know, really? Okay, I think I understand the whole kissing thing and the whole French kissing thing. I think tongues are gross, but all right, you know, as long as I don't lose my bubblicious gum. All right, I think I got this. All right, confused, you know, but you're being bombarded as a middle school student from the older kids and people with older siblings that you should already be doing X, Y, and Z. And from what I hear, a lot of middle school students are already doing oral sex. Now, that is frightening. So for your middle schooler, you have the talk, oh, hell no. No, no, no. And don't tell them they're too young. Nobody wants to hear they're too young. When you tell a middle schooler to avoid that, show them pictures of diseases. Show them pictures of things that happen. Show them pictures of tearing. All right? They're old enough to handle those images. But then don't scare them about sex. Scare them about sex done wrong by people that don't know what they're doing, okay? And why that shouldn't be an issue until grown up. And talking about that, then high school, you start sewing condoms onto them and sewing knees together. That's what I would recommend for high school. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So right now it looks like with older Americans, colon cancer cases are falling. We have done really, really well getting people in for their colonoscopies, getting people pruned as they're going through the colonoscopies, finding the little polyps, taking them out so they do not turn to cancer. We are doing an absolute damn good job. I am so proud of ourselves. What we are not doing a good job about is our younger patients. Now, they are saying the colon cancer is on the rise for young adults, age 20 to 49, roughly. It is rising, and they are expecting it to rise. Now, researchers analyzed data from the National Cancer Institute from 1975 to 2010 and found that the overall colon cancer rate for Americans fell about 1% each time. Great. Similar drop seen in men and women. But, all right, it rose about 2% per year among people aged 20 to 34 and close to 0.5% annually among those 35 to 49. Now, what could be going on? What's different? Well, somebody could say, yeah, well, we're finding it more. But the thing is if even in the olden days, if somebody had colon cancer, we would know about it, you know. Although, you know, you had a 25-year-old that died of cancer. I'm sure somebody would do an, you know, autopsy. And, what could we be doing, all right, that could be putting us at risk for colon cancer? Now, one of you had asked me a while back, does HPV, anal sex, cause colon cancer? It could cause rectal cancer. I don't think it could cause colon cancer. The only thing is if they're talking about colorectal cancer, that could be an issue. There also could be genetics. Think about it. If we are saving our older generation from colon cancer, okay, and we're doing a pretty good job, and those people obviously are living and they're passing on their genes to others, then progeny will also have the gene for colon cancer. But again, just why younger? Colon cancer right now remains the third most common cancer in the United States. In 2013, about 143,000 Americans were diagnosed with colon cancer. Unfortunately, 51,000 people died. So, next thing we look at is diet. Our young people, now by the 20 to 39, 49-year-olds, all right, I'm 43. I don't want to say I'm of the fast food age because fast food was a treat when I was growing up. But younger than me, fast food age. Kids menu. Was it a half size of a grown-up? It was chicken fingers, etc. Hamburger. So kids meals in restaurants, fast food. Maybe what we're looking at is the new fast food age. And this fast food age is what's causing people to have a lot more crap in their system. So, I don't know. What would be some signs of you having colon cancer? Well, unfortunately, late-stage colon cancer, weight loss, fatigue, jaundice, if the cancer went to the liver, blood in your stool, lack of appetite, bloating, etc. Early signs of colon cancer, absolutely nothing. Now, we don't start to screen for colon cancer early in that age group unless there's a family history. If there's not a family history, you're going to start getting screening when you're 40. And that type of 40 will be checking for blood in your stool. We'll give you these little cards to take home. You'll go and check for blood in the stool. Then you'll bring the cards back. Please, for the love of the Lord, stop mailing them. Okay? I do not want to open them up and stick my hand in that. Dr. Dolly is show private. All right. So I'm thinking it's a question from a listener. And no, it's a poopoo pack. I don't want poopoo packs. Right? I mean, I want them, but sent to the lab. So I start screening for colon cancer in your 40s if there's absolutely no other risk factors, no issues at all. And then we start recommending colonoscopies when you're 50. We recommend them out here around every 5 years. I know back east and a lot of other places around the country, they do every 10 years. But the reason why we recommend them every 5 is if a colonoscopy isn't 100% and many colon cancers take about 10 years to grow, then if you have 2 colonoscopies, you really limit your chance of having something go kooky or a polyp grow or whatever. So we do 2 in 10 years or 1 every 5 years. That's how we do it out here, okay? That's how we roll. So maybe what we need to do is start doing fecal occult screening earlier. Maybe we should knock it down to 25. Let's see if you have blood in the stool. I had 2 people who were young that had colon cancer, and it's because they told me they had blood in the stool. They thought it was from a hemorrhoid. I said, hemorrhoid my foot, still go and get checked out. Okay? And, you know, a lot of times if you have colon cancer or you have issues, you can still have hemorrhoids too. So even though they had a hemorrhoid, I still sent them to the GI doctor. GI doctor called me up going, why are you sending me 20-some-year-olds? Well, both of them had rectal cancer. wonder about the kids who want to call cancer. So, you know, maybe we start screening earlier. If you have any changes in your bowel, if anything starts to look funny or act funny, your stools are changing, they're changing shape, you know, I would recommend getting yourself evaluated. I know a lot of you guys are like, why would I want to get that done? Well, it's okay, it's not that bad, okay? It's just an orifice, people. You know, everybody is just so fearful of having something looked at like that. You know, quit. It's your body. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So they say about 8 million women are skipping their pap smears. Okay, I blame the news on telling everybody, look, the task force is now saying you could cut back on your pap smears. I think that's not really helping the situation. But cervical cancer kills. Now, even though the recommendations are, even if you've had sex, you know, a lot of HPV infections go away, etc. As far as I'm concerned, if you have a 14-year-old daughter that is not being, shall we say, forthcoming with what she's doing sexually, mom, leave me alone, quit asking, and you're suspecting she's having sex, I would strongly urge you to take her into the gynecologist. Okay, I understand that the task forces have now changed what they, you know, recommended, but, you know, okay, so right now the task force is recommending, all right, don't even start till you're 21. And then when you screen when you're 21, do it every 3 years. When you tell somebody, I'll see you in 3 years, a lot of times that extends to 5 or longer. For women aged 30 to 65 who want to lengthen the screening interval, they could do it every 5 years. They could get the HPV test plus the pap smear. They could go every 5 years. Okay? Why? Because they think they're in a monogamous relationship. All right? Women younger than 30 years, the task force is not recommending HPV testing. I do HPV testing if your pap smear comes back abnormal. I'm like, to heck with this, I want to know. I'm not doing it on everybody, but if your pap smear comes back abnormal, I'm doing the HPV testing. Right now, the task force is recommending against screening for cervical cancer in women younger than 21. So we're telling our teenage girls they don't need pap smears till they're drinking age. Really? And they have sex when they're 14, some of them? Women older than 65, the task force is recommending against screening for women older than 65, even though women can live till their 90s now. All right, very commonly, and even though STDs are on the rise in our older population, it is not being recommended for women older than 65. It is also not recommended for women who have had a hysterectomy, who have had removal of the cervix that did not have a history of cervical cancer. A lot of times we still would do the pap smear because we thought the cervical cancer might have escaped. So now we're getting reports, well, too many women are missing out on it. And we have too many people dying of cervical cancer. Well, what do you expect? 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay John.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So right now, we have, it's very, very interesting, a report here on how alcohol causes you to gain weight. It's a graphic that was posted by a personal trainer named Lucas James. And it shows the relationship between alcohol and weight gain, all right? So he shows how the metabolism process works, where you ingest the alcohol, then the alcohol is metabolized, then your fat oxidation stops, Okay, so your body decides, wait a second. Okay, we have alcohol. Alcohol becomes a priority in the metabolic process. Body decides not to metabolize fats and other sugars as efficiently, and now you start to slow down. All right? I also think, in addition to the metabolism going, wait a second, what the hell is this? Okay? Because, again, anything that seems kind of toxic to the liver can kind of slow down bodies the way the body needs to, you know, do its other functions. There's also calories. Alcohol has about 7 calories per gram. Very, very similar to fat. Fat is about 9 calories per gram. Protein is 4 calories per gram. Carbs are 4 calories per gram. So alcohol is 7 calories per gram. So you have, let's say, a Jack and Coke. A Jack and Coke, a small Jack and Coke that maybe only fills about half the glass. That equates to a blueberry muffin. A pina colada is like eating a donut. A glass of wine has a lot of calories, very similar to a slice of cake. All right? Drinking a glass of alcohol could be like you eating 2 sausages. A pint of beer could be the equivalent to 1 slice of pizza. A frozen margarita, similar to a burger. Now, I know some of you are like, well, wait a second. Blueberry muffin seems to be less calories than a burger, so I guess I should do Jack and Coke. Be careful. All right? The mixers. All right? A lot of us really love to mix the little strawberry or the apple. I love the sour apple mix. I'll take some Sprite, lemonade, and pour some sour apple, even though there's no alcohol in my drink. It just tastes damn good, okay? But mixers are loaded with sugar. And then, of course, your body wants food. So if you're skipping eating to drink alcohol, that might have worked when you were 22. It doesn't work when you're older. It slows down your metabolism. Now, they say that the average wine drinker takes in about a pound each month. They may not gain a pound, but they take in about a pound in calories. That is equal, according to him, to 141 ice cream cones per year. Alcohol right now takes into account 10% of the daily calorie intake. All right? He talks about moderation, which we talked about for women. It's only 1 standard drink a day. For men, 2 by standard. Not those big, huge goblets, but smaller ones. 1 standard drink is 5 ounces of wine. That's it. Or about 150 cc's. You get that? Right? Right. 150. Think. Well, how many ounces to a cc? How many? 30 ounces. No? Yeah. No. 30 cc's to an ounce. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Okay. 12 ounces of beer or a 1.5 ounce shot of something. That is 1 standard drink. So, ladies, okay, remember we talked about driving and DUIs? 1 shot, you may not even be able to drive. So, if you are trying to watch your metabolism, but you still want to, you know, it's the game tonight or whatever, all right, maybe instead of gin and Sprite, you do gin and tonic. Not that I'm telling you to drink gin, but tonic water is better than soda. Club soda. Fruit. Maybe put fruit. You know, I notice these sangrias are really interesting. A lot of these restaurants, they put a crap load of ice. They have the wine. It's mixed in with some fruit juice, and there's fruit in there, fruit that has been fermenting in there for a while. And you could get away with thinking you have a bigger drink psychologically, and you only have maybe less than 5 ounces of wine in that. So you could kind of play around with it. They say a 100-calorie shot of tequila turns into a 500-calorie margarita once it is swirled into the mix. All right? Now, what to do to curb your intake for the munchies. Remember I told you to drink water, okay? A lot of times I'll also take a snack before I go out. If we're going out to dinner with friends, all right, I don't want to overeat. I don't want to start ordering appetizers. So I will eat something before we go out. Now I'm not that hungry, so I could eat, order a salad and look like, oh, I'm being all healthy, as opposed to if I was starving all day, I'm going to be going for the meatloaf. Drink water between your alcoholic beverages, they say. I'm not even supposed to tell you to drink alcohol, but I'm just reading this from lifehacker.com. And then also prepare healthy snacks before going out. Now, they say the best drinks to order, oh, that's interesting, for the lowest calories, a vodka and soda, a light beer, a gin and tonic, or red wine. though seems to be. This is from Lucas James, the personal trainer. Very interesting infographic, very colorful, teaches a lot. Not that I am, you know, telling you guys what to, you know, what to drink. I'm not supposed to do that. Classrooms. We were talking about classrooms and kids and sex ed. What is the ideal classroom, just in general? Apparently, according to drugs.com, they have the ABCs of a successful classroom design. And unfortunately, many schools fail when it comes to temperature, structural quality, etc. They say two of the most important features are lighting and temperature. Students exposed to more natural light do better in class than those with less exposure. So the more windows, the better. They say 16% of schools with permanent buildings and 28% of schools with portable classrooms. Oh, remember the portables? In the 80s, when the schools were growing in Phoenix, Arizona, that you were in a portable. They were completely closed off. They had unsatisfactory natural lighting. I remember that. Now, what is the best temperature for a school? The best temperature range for learning, they say, is between 68 degrees and 74 degrees Fahrenheit. I'd be freezing my butt off. Between 68 and 74. They say 16% of schools with these, you know, with permanent buildings or 12% portables, they have unsatisfactory heating. So these kids are freezing. Okay? The classroom, how it's decorated, could also affect academic performance. Classroom objects that show success of groups. You know, women as scientists, things like that. Letting people think that no matter what, color, creed, race, religion, whatever, ethnicity, gender, those seem to help. Okay? Items that only appeal to students, like science fiction objects or computer, may discourage students, they say. Okay? They also say that if there's stereotype symbols like Indian feathers, things like that, like American Indian, so that may discourage. I'm not sure where they're going with that. I mean, like, you know, St. Patrick's Day, you're going to put shamrocks all over the place. So I don't understand. Anyway, all right, so ideal temperature for a classroom. All right, they say medical errors drop. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. When doctors communicate better at shift changes, duh. So if doctors communicate during a shift change, they found that adverse events by patients dropped 30%. Shocker, huh? They looked at 11,000 patients. Researchers found that a better method of communication, okay, giving everybody the I-pass handoff, illness, summary, action list, situation awareness, contingency planning, and then synthesis by receiver. Have the receiver ask questions showing that the material was understood. It's called I-pass. Illness, what is the condition? P, the patient summary. A, what needs to be done? You got to check his potassium. You got to change the fluids. Make sure he's getting his pain medicines. Make sure you have the surgical consult. Situation awareness and contingency, and then synthesis. When the doctor goes, I'm out of here. See ya. You know, you sucker, loser. I'm out of here. No, that's not good. All right, time's up. I'm out of here. See ya.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.